Blood type, genetics, and heart risk, balancing our genes with our epigenetics. In honor of American Heart Month, my February articles are focusing on a broader perspective of cardiovascular health and disease prevention. In the first two posts, I have brought you on a journey that broadens our previously accepted truths and into the mysteries of the central organ and its associated pathways. First, I discuss the research of HeartMath Institute. Their tools and applications for coherence and heart rate variability have been demonstrated for their efficacy for enhanced stress resilience, better overall health outcomes, emotional well-being, and improvements in social interactions. The second philosophy presented was Dr. Cohen's new book that challenged the idea of the heart being a pump. Rather, he felt it was a hydraulic dam and that cardiovascular flow was based on vortices. The first weekend of February was an integration of these new concepts by combining essential oils with tools from HeartMath Institute. Last week, I provided an overview of how positive social connections can powerfully benefit your heart and whole body. In a continuation of this theme, I also reported that toxic, ambivalent relationships and isolation were associated with negative health outcomes. Thankfully, tools were provided for more positive social connections. For essential oils enthusiasts, a recent post and video reviewed how essential oils could balance hormones to assist better communication and emotional balance for more beneficial relationship patterns. Now I want to discuss some of the genetic links to cardiovascular disease and, more importantly, what we can do to mitigate risk by using lifestyle medicine. Next week, I'll expand on how essential oils can support cardiovascular wellness. The genetics of heart disease and the blood type association of cardiovascular risk. Genetics and epigenetics, the push-pull. Many people are still of the belief that genes are the ultimate destiny of our health. Thankfully, due to the science of epigenetics, nutrigenomics, and the discovery of the impact of the microbiome, it is now generally accepted and understood by mainstream that genes are one factor of what our future health outcomes will be. I have previously highlighted how nutrition, exercise, stress, environmental exposures, relationships, and essential oils all have an epigenomic impact on various health outcomes. We still have a long way to go to the extent of genetic and epigenetic determinism. Still, the evidence that we have supports many ways to upgrade our software for better functioning hardware and is empowering in changing how we view health and medicine. The risky blood types of the heart. We inherit our blood type from our parents. Along with other genetic traits such as ApoE, we cannot change the fact that DNA and genetics are associated with greater risk for certain diseases. For example, there has been consistent evidence that non-blood type O types have higher incidence of heart disease. An article that I provided details a complex relationship between blood type and a hemodynamic factor linked to heart risk. For those who need additional proof, the following two excerpts from journals state similar conclusions, and I've listed them in the blog, which you can read at your leisure. There's also a list of more studies and a link that I provided. So, for all the A, B, and AB blood types, don't panic. Remember, we have the power of epigenetics. One study emphasizes that we can mitigate the risk between our blood type and negative heart outcomes via behavioral, social, psychological, and environmental factors. An article is entitled Genomics of Cardiovascular Disease, published in the New England Journal of Medicine, reviews other variants in our genetics, but also how they interact with environmental contribution. The article goes into the details of these various epigenetic factors and how lifestyle, even prenatal conditions, can impact genetic expression and modulate risk. Some action steps for heart health in the genetically disadvantaged. Nutrigenomics. The gene-nutrient interaction for blood type for diet has been explored in the acclaimed book, The Blood Type Diet. Dr. D'Adamo now offers even more extensive nutrigenomic evaluations, such as those found in the link that I provided. Others may want to explore the benefits of a Mediterranean diet or finding their own unique nourishing diet that makes them feel healthy, strong, and uninflamed with an integrative practitioner. Personalized medication. Another article explored how we could use our genetic variations to modify the efficacy of medications for risk. Now that's an empowering action. Lifestyle. As I already reviewed, beyond even genetics and nutrigenomics, there are other important environmental, culture, and social implications to a healthy heart and a well-lived life. We can use this knowledge of our blood types and nutrigenomics to take the stress out of genetic destiny. This means that non-blood type O's and those with unfortunate genetic variants can use lifestyle, nutrition, movement, stress management, and essential oils to mitigate their risk. The bottom line is that we can't change our blood type or other genes, but we can change our epigenetic expression and use this to our advantage. In my homepage blog, I highlight integrative methods for personalizing prevention, promotion, and treatment of heart disease. You can click on the link I provided to read more or listen more.